Thank you for making the switch to Channel 955. And this is the Mojo in the Morning Show. Mojo and Sarah and Eric in studio. We're going to go out live to Spike and Chad, who are right now going to be putting valets to the test. They are outside of a big establishment here in town that we've been getting a lot of complaints about their valets taking things out of the cars. And we're going to be putting them to the test. And, let me get your lines up here and talk to you. I believe, Spike, you're in the trunk. What's going on there, Spike?
Oh, the worst part about this bit is going to be fearing for my life if the valet drivers drive anything like Chad is driving right now. I'm in trouble.
Where are you right now as we speak? Where are you?
I'm actually in the trunk of the car.
Oh.
And you can see through. It has split fold seats in the back seat, so I'm able to see through the back seat of the car just through this little crack into the front. And I'll be keeping an eye on this car and the driver as well.
Chad's going to pull up at the valet. Spike is in the back. We're going to see if the valets are going to steal anything out of this car. Let's see how honest Metro Detroit valets are.
All right, we're coming around the corner here to do the valet.
All right, maybe turn the music up just a little bit so he doesn't hear me, my body twisting and turning in the trunk.
Got it. Cool.
Now, you guys, I won't be able to talk while I'm in the car, so if you want to ask me yes or no questions, I'll push once for yes and twice for no.
Oh, okay, I like that. That's good.
Very
okay.
good. All
That's
right.
good.
All right, we're in line here. Be quiet.
Well, he has to be quiet. We don't, do we?
No, we can talk. All right, Spike is in the trunk of the car. Chad is driving. He's going to drop the car off with the valet. What happens once the valet gets your car from the moment that you give him the keys?
Because we've seen reports and had people say that they'll rifle through your change and take CDs and do all kinds of stuff.
And we've left a ton of money out for this guy.
All I know is my neck is killing me.
Peeping through the seats.
Okay, are we pulling up?
Yep, quiet.
Pulling up.
That's the last you'll hear from Spike. Spike, are you okay?
I think I'm okay.
No, you're supposed to press a button.
Supposed to press once.
Oh, right.
Are you okay?
Be careful, Spike. We're coming up so they can hear you.
Okay, good. There you go. He said yes.
Okay. Are you getting claustrophobic, Spike?
How's it going?
How you doing?
Good, how are you? Good. What's your name, man?
Brian.
Brian, take good care of my baby, all right?
Okay.
All right, cool. See you soon.
Why are we so quiet?
Spike, has he gotten in the car?
Can you see if he's touched anything yet, Spike? No, you can't. Okay.
Spike, is he in the car, Spike? Okay, is it moving? No, okay. Okay.
Has he touched anything? Did he touch any of the money?
Is he driving fast?
Yes. Okay.
Has he taken anything, put in his pocket at all?
No.
Okay. Spike right now is in the
trunk.
In the trunk of a car with a valet personally driving the car right now to park it in one of the valet lots. Is he driving crazy, Spike?
Are you in pain at all because of his driving?
I can only imagine what his expressions would be like.
Chad's inside the establishment.
Yes, I am.
He parked the car. Spike is in the trunk of the car. We're going to see if this valet takes anything out of the car. It's right there for him to grab.
Has he parked the car yet, Spike? No. Oh, yes, he parked the car.
Has he gotten out of the car?
Just got out.
Okay, just got out of the car.
Okay, just got out of the car.
Okay.
Now, I can't tell where we are or if he's even standing next to the car.
Okay, just stay there and be calm. We do know that he did touch some of the stuff that's inside the car.
I'll tell you what happened. It looks like from peeking out, all I could see is it was parked in some kind of garage. And from what happened, it looked as if the first thing he did was turn the radio to another station and turned it loud, which is good because with the radio being loud, he couldn't hear my body tumbling all over the frickin' car. Now, from what I could tell, he adjusted the radio and then adjusted the rearview mirror at which time I thought he was going to spot me, but I guess all he's going to see is an eyeball. Looked like he opened the middle of the dashboard thing, the thing between the seats, and looked inside. But I don't think he took anything. Okay. We'll be able to tell when Chad picks up the car.
Why would he look in the middle of the dashboard thing?
The middle compartment, you mean?
Yeah.
Between the seats? I don't know. It's
loose change or something?
There's money in there.
There's CDs in there, too. Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Why don't we have Chad call for him to come back?
Okay, I'll go ahead and turn my ticket in. Mm-hmm.
And then, Spike, what you need to do is you need to do, when the guy comes, if he did take any money after Chad counts the money, because, Chad, you're going to have to count some money, if he did take it, jump out and just, you know, surprise. I mean, you're going to freak this guy out, I would think. I mean, I can't imagine he's going to be expecting anybody to be in the trunk of the car or the back seats if you jump out that way.
Yeah, if they ask any questions, you just play one slot machine a week. You found a quarter, so you wanted to... Tell me once you turn your ticket in, and I'll...
Okay, I'm at the desk right now.
Okay.
When are you going to jump out at him?
Go all Scott Lewis on his ass.
Hey, Spike, when you jump out, you should jump out and say, we are the problem starters.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, the vehicle is en route.
Okay. By the way, I might have a lot of new bruises on my body from that guy driving.
Was it great? How fast was he going, you think?
Oh, it was quick, but it was jerky. He was, like, slamming on the gas, slamming on the brake.
So they abused the cars then, huh?
Oh, yeah, and he slammed on it. I thought he went up on a curb or something.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to be quiet in case they come to get
okay.
the car.
No.
I need to call Bell Tire up today.
I got a question for you guys. Should I tip him if he already took his tip?
If you stole the money?
Yeah.
Yeah, your tip was all that money you just took off the dashboard, you scum.
What do they teach you in etiquette class? Do you tip them if they stole the money already?
Spike, are you still alone?
Whoops. Spike, is that your car?
No, it's the car right by me.
Are you numb, Spike?
Is he in the car? He's in the car. Okay, he's in the car. He's driving back.
Is he touching anything this time? Are you moving?
How honest are these valets? We're going to find out. Chad's going to count the money. We left out some money in the car. Spike has been in the trunk the entire time.
Did he change the station again?
No, okay. Was that him peeling out? Was that his screeching that I just heard? Oh, my God. These guys are...
Sorry about your tires, Mojo.
He'll be bald by the time we get back from this valet. This is what you have to watch out for when you valet park
your
car. Here
we go, guys.
Okay, Chad's waiting for the car.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks. Don't go far. I got some money here somewhere for you.
Count it out.
2, 3, 4... Hey, let me show you something. Oh, one sec. He's freaking.
Hi there. How are
Hi,
you?
Bob.
I want to talk to you about something if I can. You, my friend here said there's some money missing from the car and maybe that you might have taken it while you were parking the car.
Oh.
No, why don't you talk to me? I saw you. I was in the back of the car. But I was in the back of the car watching you, and you took the money. Now, what happened to the money?
I took that.
You don't have anything to say about you putting your hand through the console.
I took
that. When he gave you the tip, he counted, and all the money wasn't there.
I don't know.
There was $75 in the car, and now there's only $30 left. Now, you want to tell me what happened when the car was being parked? What happened to all the money that was left?
Spike, you're not going to get anything out of him? He won't talk to you?
He's not talking. He keeps walking away from me, and I'm trying to get an answer for where this money is.
Why don't you do this? I'm going to take a break. Why don't you try to get a supervisor and see if you can talk to somebody and find out what's going on?
Okay, I'll do it.
We have just on the air busted a valet stealing money from a car, and we'll be right back here at Mojo in the Morning at Channel 955.
It's Mojo in the Mornings. Caught on tape. Who's going to get busted next?